Michael Israel's father, Avi, says doctors gave his son opioids following surgery.
A little over 18, he had his first surgery, and that's when the pills started. Oxycodone, Xanax.
He says that led to an opioid addiction and depression.
I heard the shot. I kicked the door open, and it was Michael trying to breathe, and half his face was gone.
Linda Ventura runs Thomas's Hope Foundation, an organization she founded after her son died of an overdose.
Imagine taking everyone struggling and creating a life for them that's worth living for them.
According to the CDC, more than 70,000 Americans died from drug overdoses in 2019. More than 70% of those deaths involved opioids. And many suffer from suicidal thoughts because of addiction. In the past, New York lawmakers have settled suits against pharmaceutical companies for their alleged actions in the opioid epidemic, including misleading doctors and users that the drug is not addictive. The latest settlement is Johnson & Johnson. On Saturday, the company announced they will settle with the state of New York and its participating subdivisions with up to $263 million in funding to address opioid-related issues, as well as reimbursement for attorney fees and costs. In 2020, the company discontinued all of its prescription pain medication in the United States. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson says in part, the settlement is not an admission of liability or wrongdoing by the company, and it is consistent with its terms of previously announced $5 billion in settlement agreements of opioid lawsuits and claims by states, cities, counties, and tribal governments. But for these two grieving parents, they're hoping every dime from every settlement goes to those in need.
And earlier this year, New York's legislature passed a bill that would create an opioid settlement fund. If Governor Andrew Cuomo signs that bill into law, Johnson & Johnson could be forced to pay an additional $30 million as a part of the settlement. The trial against the other pharmaceutical companies led by Attorney General Letitia James is set to start Monday.